possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios. Powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour of Jones and Keefe is brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov.
This is Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
My expectations for him are this. If we are going to compare him a year ago to Josh Allen and Justin Herbert, he was a prospect, and then he comes into this situation. I think those comps remain fair 14 months later. And specifically with Josh Allen. Josh Allen as a rookie, like, was throwing darts into the third row at Gillette Stadium and the Bills' last game here in 2018, where he was just all over the place. Okay? He had to rein in the turnovers and boost his accuracy. Year two, he reined in the turnovers, okay? He was still not willing to take the check down, which we still see with Drake May, who is going to wait and wait and wait and figure he has to create. And sometimes he's right, but that's a bad habit long-term to be in. I think he'll be able to rein in the turnovers this year. And I think, just as Josh Allen did in 2019, in year two, when he finished with 20 touchdowns, 9 picks, 3,100 yards, and a 59% completion percentage, that's fair. And you know what? We like Drake May a little bit better, don't we? Certainly as a prospect, I liked him better than Josh Allen.
Andrew Callahan on the Pat's Interference podcast discussing what would be a fair year two comparison for Drake May. He says Josh Allen, we talked about that a lot when May came into the league. He gave you some of Josh Allen's year two numbers, the yardage, the touchdowns, the interceptions. Allen was very productive as a runner in year two, although less productive than he was as a rookie in just 12 games. I ran for, off the top of my head, about 500 yards and I think 9 touchdowns. He's also leaving out the wins, which to me would make those numbers palatable. These are basically all the numbers we went through last week on DraftKings, Keith. And maybe this is some aware.
Would have been under on yards and barely over on touchdowns.
Yeah. So, yeah. But it was around 3,000 yards and 20 touchdowns. It were the over unders we were talking about on DraftKings last week. Odds for Drake May. It's pretty much what Josh Allen did year two. Those numbers to me would be palatable. And Allen was under 60% completion percentage. May should blow that out of the water. It'd be palatable if he wins 10 games and makes the playoffs like Allen did in year two. And I'm not sure many Patriots fans remember that. We were so different then, Keith. We still looked at every quarterback that really wasn't Tom Brady like they were trash.
Every quarterback stunk.
Yeah, every other quarterback was terrible if they weren't Tom Brady, which was a nice way to live. But I think we have a different perspective now. But Josh Allen won 10 games in year two, not with Steph Diggs, not with, as a texter asked earlier today, even Stevie Johnson.
Didn't have Steve Johnson, didn't have old Terrell Owens.
It was Smokey Brown.
No Eric Molds.
John Brown had 1,000 yards that year.
Yeah.
Cole Beasley, nice little player. and like Devin Singletary. Like, it was not
rough.
A great team.
It was a rough outfit.
He won 10 games and made the playoffs. So, you know, if you really want to follow that trajectory, all those numbers, but now win 9 or 10 games and make the playoffs, and I'd sign off on all that right now.
I mean, that's the key to the whole thing. You know, if Drake May ends up winning a lot of games, even if they do it with, like, defense and running game, we know how the league views it. The quarterback gets so much credit no matter what is going on. But I think the Drake May comparisons to Josh Allen and even Herbert were there throughout the draft process a year ago. And then you see his rookie year play out, and there's no reason to not continue that. Like, I think I would be unfair if you saw any quarterback their rookie year and just say, nope, that guy, that's not it. Because that's another thing we also did last year was look at all the horrible rookies that were able to figure it out, bounce back, either on that very team the next year or maybe they went somewhere else. There's a lot of examples of that, too. So I think if you felt like at any point Drake May's ceiling could be Josh Allen, you can still hold on to that. Now, that is like best case scenario. That looks like a future Hall of Famer. But even if it ends up being like a poor man's Josh Allen, that's a good NFL career.
And I think Callahan's main point is, all right, well, Allen didn't really take off until year three.
Yeah.
May would just need to take a little half step forward, and he would still be on the Allen trajectory. I would just point out again, Allen really wasn't that bad as a rookie in terms of wins and losses. I think he was one game under 500 as a rookie.
He was 5-6 as a starter.
Okay. Now, I don't think he was great watching him, and his numbers got better in year two, and they really took a leap in year three. But Allen kind of always won. Even as a rookie, he was 500-ish. Yep. By year two, he was in the playoffs.
Yep.
May won one real game last year. So that's the main thing that's going to have to change to stay on the Allen trajectory. But I don't think it's an unfair comp. A more realistic comp probably is Herbert, and even that might be high-end.
Although Herbert
depending
was
on
better
how much
than,
you like Herbert.
Better than both as a rookie.
Yeah.
Herbert's rookie year is better than Josh Allen's and first 2 years.
I think Herbert had a winning record year two off the top of my head. I'm not sure he made the playoffs.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think he had a winning record year two.
Yeah.
And Herbert's rookie year came out of nowhere. Like, Herbert wasn't supposed to start at all. He got out there week two because
Tua got drafted over him.
Tyrod Taylor got stabbed in the heart.
Yeah, he went 6-9.
Starter. 6-9. Yep.
6-9, and then he went 9-8,
but didn't make the playoffs. Right,
missed the playoffs.
Okay.
And then he went 10-7, made the playoffs.
Right. So if you want to be Allen or Herbert, even Herbert didn't make the playoffs year two, but he had a winning record. Allen was in the playoffs year two, won 10 games. So you want to stay on that level? Those guys by year two. On not good franchises, not good organizations.
I mean, year two, Herbert threw for 5,000 yards and 38 touchdowns. But everybody here says he sucks.
People hate Herbert. Well, you know why, though.
Because he plays poorly against the Patriots.
Bill dominated him head-to-head.
Smoked him.
So that is why people here think Herbert stinks. And in fairness, Herbert has not won a playoff game yet in his career. So I think one's more fair than Bill dominating.
But overrated versus sucks are two different things.
1,000%.
You want to say he's slightly overrated, but no, but that comp, because so Drake May, and I know the offense was what it was last year, but he completed 66% of his passes.
Yeah, no, he's way more accurate than
but
young
like,
Josh
Herbert.
Allen.
Herbert showed up, and that's what Herbert was doing.
Got it.
But he had the yards and the touchdowns to sort of back it up, but he was completing mid-60s off the rip.
Herbert threw 5,000 in year two?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that. I didn't know he'd thrown for 5,000 yet in his career. Never mind his second year.
Yeah, his first 3 years, he threw the ball a ton. These last 2 years, well, 2 years ago he was hurt, and then this year under Harbaugh, they kind of reined it in.
But in the second half, he was throwing a lot.
He was.
So those numbers trended up. No, people hate Herbert here. Ken hates him.
Hates him.
He
didn't belong on the same tier as, what did we have on the second tier, I think?
Yeah, probably.
I think we had him on the second tier.
Jalen Hurts-ish tier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was fired up about it.
Matt Stafford and Baker Mayfield for me. I don't know about you. But
he walked down the hallway, came into the studio during one of the breaks to be like, why is Herbert on there?
And his main point. I was like, hey, Ken.
Do you have anything else? He's like, no, that was it.
Ken,
he wasn't even in the door yet, and he was like, you guys better not put Justin Herbert on the second
tier. What's wrong with that?
It was 8:30 in the morning.
Ken, if you're going to text me separately on a group text, why don't you do that with your quarterback critiques, if you don't mind?
Fired up.
But anyway, for Josh Allen, by the way, Jeremy Fowler came out with his quarterback rankings today, which are via executives, coaches, and scouts. Okay, he's been doing these top tens. We talked about a lot of them last week. So far, the Patriots had Kyle Duggar receiving at least a vote on the safeties, and Hunter Henry as an honorable mention, but they don't have a top 10
Congrats
player.
To both.
They don't have a top 10 player at their respective position yet.
Not yet. Still more positions to go.
Well, when we get to corner, they'll have certainly one. Maybe another honorable mention in there as well. I didn't expect Drake May to be in the top 10.
No.
I didn't really expect him to get any votes. But I am surprised at 18 quarterbacks getting votes.
So let's just say he's 19.
And some of them on there, at best he's 19.
He may not be.
Mahomes is one. Real quick, do you agree with that?
I think, yeah, yes. I think I would still put him one. He's sort of grandfathered in where he's going to be the top guy. Now, if this year doesn't go great, I could see bumping him down from one. But I'm okay with him being number one.
So just
guys will have better stats than him, but I'll put him one.
The voters, and these are people in the league, do agree. Fowler writes, Mahomes' grip on the top spot is loosening slightly.
Yeah.
After dominating the vote with back-to-back number one rankings in convincing fashion, he garnered around 60% of the first place votes this year. I think it's fair for one more year to give him the benefit of the doubt there. Let's see how it goes. But I would have him one. After that, it goes Allen, Burrow, Jackson. What do you think of that order? Two, three, four.
Nah, it wouldn't be my order. I would have Jackson, too. I thought he should have been the MVP last year. He had insane stats. And then I would have Allen, three. And then I would have Joe Burrow, who's great, but missed the playoffs. I'd have him fourth.
Jaden Daniels, same draft class as Drake May, one pick before him. He is at number five. And as you put it earlier today, the number one quarterback in the NFC.
Top guy in the conference. Now, that doesn't make them the favorite to win it, but that was an interesting thing. Just year two, already the best guy in the conference.
I think when we did this before, we had Hurts five, didn't we?
Yeah, I would have.
I think that, I mean, that's what I would have as well. I think we both agreed on that. That's a little too high for Daniels, but I get it. I get it. And people in the league are looking at him making the NFC title game as a rookie. Then the rest of the top 10 goes Stafford, who I like, you hate.
That's bizarre.
Herbert, seven, who we like, everybody else hates.
Right.
Goff, eight, is crazy.
Too much.
Hurts and Mayfield, 9-10, both should be ahead of Goff. No
Goff over Hurts is wild, and over Mayfield.
I agree.
Yeah, okay.
And you hate Mayfield.
I love him.
Honorable mention, C.J. Stroud dropped out of the top 10. He's 11th.
I could see that. Yeah,
Love is 12. I'd still have Stroud in my top 10, but he had a down year for sure compared to his rookie year. Love, I would have nowhere near this list. He's 12.
Yeah.
And then other quarterbacks who received at least a vote. Let's call these 13 through 18. Kyler Murray, Brock Purdy, Dak Prescott, who's also 79 on the top 100 players list,
okay,
as voted on by the players.
There's going to be 15 to 20 quarterbacks
on that list, probably. We're going to need to see that full list, I agree, but that seems high-ish for Dak.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers is in the top 10 a year ago. He fell to 16. Two is 17. And rounding out the players receiving at least a vote, another player from Drake May's draft class, and I find this far more damning than Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix checks in at 18.
Bo Nix. Made the playoffs last year. People like that. Started
some
every
people,
game.
And I disagreed with them at the time, tried to call him Bo Picks.
That was
and
insane.
I thought that was disrespectful.
It was.
Honestly, those people don't know ball.
It should be Bo Leave.
Bo Leave.
Bo Leave. I Bo Leave.
Exactly.
And so Bo Nix went to a great spot. People were like, they couldn't believe how high he got drafted. He's not a starter. He's too small. One person on the text line, I remember this. Now, it could eventually come out to be true. They said, me liking Bo Nix and thinking Bo Nix is going to be good in the pros.
Was your worst take ever, right?
Ever. My single worst take of all time.
I forgot about that.
I was like, wow. I'm like, I've had some bad ones. But so they said Bo Nix. Anyway, he was good. But they won a lot of games. And so the two rookie quarterbacks that won or made the playoffs are on that list. And Jaden Daniels had the better year, clearly. And so he's fifth on that list. So I think Caleb Williams, Drake May, we've been comparing those two a lot. They're in very similar boats. New coaches, new coordinators. Some new teammates, maybe a new lease on life, but the number one pick, number three pick from a year ago, like, this is a massive year for both those guys.
Here's how the league feels about Drake May. He's no better than 19th.
Yeah, that, and he might not be.
And the league prefers Bo Nix to Drake May.
This is why the Patriots, the expectation is they miss the playoffs. This is what it comes down to, right? Like, they don't have any high-end or very little high-end talent.
Yeah.
And so how do you coach that up? Now, I do still think they can. I think it comes down to them having the easiest schedule in the conference, having a competent head coach, offensive coordinator, and upgrades at all these positions. Even though you don't have, you know, guys that are top 10, you still have upgrades.
But what I would tell you is when you don't have top-end talent, your margin for error is low. So Vrabel has to be a big improvement over Mayo. I think he will. You know, you need to have closed the gap talent-wise on the rest of the league and take advantage of your bad schedule. You need to hope all the bad teams that look bad on your schedule are bad teams. And Drake May needs to take a step forward. All those things need to happen, or else you don't have the talent to compensate for it. I think that's the message that is hammered home every time I look at one of these lists from Jeremy Fowler. 617-779-7937. You can discuss there. Is Drake May properly rated? And what's a fair year two expectation for Drake May? Is Josh Allen still a fair comp? Again, 617-779-7937. One other story I saw from over the weekend, Keith, and I'll just give you this one quick.
Yes.
is Robert Kraft actually said something nice about Bill Belichick?
We sure about that? What's the context?
He was on the Dudes on Dudes podcast.
Hell yeah.
With Julian Edelman and Gronk. We played you some audio from this podcast last week. I didn't realize
Edelman
this clip
has
was
two podcasts?
There. Yeah, he's got Games with Names and Dudes on Dudes.
Got it. I get it. I got two podcasts. Hashtag Dork, Jones and Keefe.
Makes sense. That's right. That's, you could be. He's just as versatile as, or you're just as versatile as he is, Keefe.
That makes sense.
Although I bet there's a lot more overlap on his podcast, wouldn't you think?
I would think so.
I bet it's a lot more one note than you on the hashtag Dork podcast and then here.
That's true. I don't swear on this podcast.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Kraft was asked to describe his best move during 30 years as owner of the team.
Oh. Okay.
What do you mean, oh?
No. No, go ahead.
The one that got questioned the most was in 99, Kraft said. I gave up the number one draft pick for a coach that had only won a little over 40% of his games to get him out. And I don't know if there are any Jets fans here, but I think getting Bill Belichick to come to the Patriots in 99 was a big risk. And I got hammered in the Boston media, and he was with us for 24 years, and we did okay. So you don't seem to think that's as much of a compliment. In fact, now
that's
as
a compliment for him.
Yeah,
that's how good am I? How smart am I?
He's calling Bill the best movie ever made, but now that I'm rereading it, it's really more of him just...
Right.
Sniffing his own farts.
That'd be like...
His old man farts.
That'd be like, Bill's... What was the best thing you ever did? It's like, well, I kept Tom Brady on the roster. It's like, all right. So, like, you're giving Brady the credit? You're giving Bill the credit? Or you're giving me the credit?
Wouldn't you expect Kraft might say something like, I saved the team from going to Hartford or, like, something like that? You know what I mean? Like, wouldn't you think he'd say something like that? Just given how bad it is with Bill, I'm surprised he even went there with Bill.
I don't know. Or maybe he remembers getting criticized because there hasn't been, like, a ton of criticism for an ownership period for 25 years. I mean, the last 25 days, look at what people have said about John Henry. Like, the last 25 years for Robert Kraft, maybe that's something that sticks out to him. He remembers getting ripped for bringing in Belichick, and now he's like, hey, that one worked out pretty well.
Reading the full quote, it's really not complimenting Bill. It's more about, no one believed in me.
He saw it.
Bill sucked.
Yeah, right.
Before he got here, I believed in Bill. I made Bill.
Right.
It's actually what Bill likes to say about players.
Everybody else was dumb. Yeah.
Yeah.
I brought these guys, and I knew what to do with them. Nobody else did.
Right.
Just like Robert knew this about Bill.
Right. Yeah. This guy stunk with the Lions, but I figured it out.
I knew exactly
what
it was.
And I made him. Yeah, it's really not that great of a compliment.
Yep. We'll switch that.
It's really more, as we said, sniffing his old man farts.
A little bit.
You seeing the subject line on for this next caller, Keith?
Yeah, want to talk socks?
Yeah, Jan in Haverhill. Hello, Jan.
Hey.
Hey, Jan.
Hey.
Hey. How you doing?
Doing pretty great.
How are you, Jan?
Okay. Can we talk about Red Sox?
Go for it, Jan.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, if they shouldn't trade none of them because they're doing good together.
True.
Keep the team together. I like it, Jan.
All right.
But, you know, they do need a starter.
Yep.
Oh.
So, what you guys think?
So chew on that a little bit. All right. Well,
okay, well she said
call anytime, Jan.
She's mostly agreeing, which makes me not think very highly of the subject line that was described.
I know. So, trade for a starter, keep the guys together.
Trade from the minors.
Trade from the minors, which I guess we have to be the voice of reason here.
Jan nailed it.
Good stuff, Jan.
Jan kind of number one with a bullet there.
Yep. Sure, I'm going to call these guys.
100 emoji.
I'm going to call these guys right now and tell them I agree with them. I'm going to pick up the phone right now.
How about Johnny in Brooklyn on the deadline? Go ahead, Johnny.
Oh, man. I don't know how I'm going to follow that call. Huh? That was tough.
Good luck.
Yeah, well, wow. I guess I want to, be optimistic, but I can't help but think back to the Devers trade and how that's one of the worst trades I've ever seen. And so do you weigh that at all when we start to think about...
Why do you think it's one of the worst trades you've ever seen, Johnny?
Kind of turning out pretty great.
It kind of saved the year. Yeah. What are you talking about?
No, hold on. Let's revisionist history. They had won 8 of 11 and just traded. They had won 8 of 11, sir, and just swept the Yankees.
They were one game over 500.
Okay, fine. You don't think they could have brought in a good player for Devers? You don't think that was a bad trade?
So look, I think they could have got a bigger return, but subtracting Devers to me still makes it a net positive trade. I think. You would still argue with that?
I'd do that deal again.
Well, I mean, I think that they were a better team with him hitting in the lineup than they are without him. I'm glad they're winning, but I'm just saying, if you're trading a good player for nothing, how am I going to feel good about your next move?
Because sometimes
Harrison
it's
Hicks, they both suck.
Okay, that's not wrong. That's not right. I wish they got more back.
Is it the same guy?
I don't think it is, but I don't know, actually.
Harrison Hicks, they both suck.
But
maybe.
Sometimes addition by subtraction is what you need. And again, these are just numbers. You can not buy into them if you want. We have the master Devers file going. Or actually, we should save some of it for grab bag, right?
Save some for the stats and info department. Jones has a lot of stats
just
here.
Just know.
Yeah.
They're better without Devers. The Giants are worse. They score more runs without Devers.
Yeah.
The Giants score fewer.
Oh, boy.
Devers is not hitting for the Giants. The Red Sox on the season now have a better record than the Giants have. Just on the season, not since the Devers trade.
No.
On the year from game one until now, the Red Sox have a better record than San Francisco. Devers went to the Giants. They fell out of a playoff spot. Devers left the Red Sox. They are now not just in a playoff spot. They're in the number two wild card spot, a game out of the number one wild card spot. So I don't know. I mean, those are just numbers. They can all be misleading. I guess the Red Sox could have done all that with Devers here. I would just ask, why weren't they then? Why weren't they when he was here this year?
Why weren't
they when he was here last year?
Right.
Why weren't they when he was here the year before that or the year before that?
I think the most damning thing in all of it is Rafael Devers left a team that wasn't in the playoffs. They are now in the playoffs. And he joined a team that was in the playoffs, and they're now out of the playoffs.
I mean,
that's the most damning
thing. Again, I mean, it could all be circumstantial.
Yeah.
And it may not be the root of the issue. I don't think that's a bad trade. I actually think it's a great trade. And I wish they could have got more in return. I guess I wish that about every trade. I always wish you could have got more. They really got nothing tangible on the roster in terms of players. But what they got was a flexible roster and new leadership within the clubhouse. It can now be Bregman's team.
Yeah.
It's not Devers' team anymore. And I think it's also freed up Alex Cora to stop being these guys' friend and start being their boss again. And I think that's important.
And can we just say this? Can we please be nice to the callers on this show? So these are some from Twitch. I'm not going to read these, but
please don't.
Jan's hammered. Jan is baked. Jan has no teeth. I'm not reading these.
I would prefer you didn't.
I'm not going to read any of these
because they're not very nice.
No.
Well, this is a nice one. You tell me.
She's on the sauce.
Keith,
get out of here,
Keith. You tell me if this is a compliment for us or not.
Go ahead. Oh, my favorite game. Is this a compliment?
Yeah. Is this a compliment
a new segment
or not?
Within the segment.
This is Matt on Twitter at Jones and Keith. I think Jan is your third best caller ever.
Compliment.
You think that's a compliment?
Compliment, yes.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think it might be.
It means he listens, right? Because he's comparing him to other callers of the past.
Sure.
So Mount Rushmore
of our
Jones
callers?
Callers?
Jan.
Jan for sure.
Yeah. Wally in Fall River?
Maybe. Who is the guy that cracked himself up last week?
The Flying Davids?
No, I wouldn't put either of the Davids.
Who's the guy that always brings up the popcorn stand?
Oh, Jerome. Jerome, 100%.
Yeah, Jerome Situate. Jerome's on there.
I'm partial. I love John in the car.
You'd like John in the car.
Oh, that's a... You're Keith there? Keith,
no, that's fine. I'm trying to think of some other ones. Uh-huh, I'm trying to think. Yeah. There was a guy that called in that said they should trade back for Devers.
Oh.
Who is that?
Oh, that guy who cracked himself up. I don't recall that guy.
All right.
Anybody else?
Maybe this summer.
Oh, Aztec Gino.
Oh, hell yeah.
We haven't heard from Aztec Gino.
He's more seasonal.
Yeah. He's more specific to the Knicks series.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, in fact, since they got eliminated, we stopped hearing
this is what we do.
Gino.
This summer, we get all the callers. We pit them against themselves. Mm-hmm. We have them call in, and we call it the smack off. We have them fight each other.
And if we like one, we say,
Rack them.
Okay.
We put it like a bracket style.
Can we our bracket in March be?
Caller v caller?
Not a bad idea.
We got 64 people. That's a lot of people.
We could do half a bracket.
Yeah, 32. Well, like all the other shows, brackets, do 16.
We could also start 3 weeks later.
And then stop.
Never finish it.
No, we have an idea.
Fingers crossed.
We're still here in March. We have a golden ticket idea.
If our show survives until next March,
it's going to be sick.
We have the best bracket idea ever.
I can't wait.
And so, is this just a ploy to keep our jobs until then?
Yes, it is.
Ken and Mike, it might be.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, if we're still here, we have a tremendous bracket idea for next March. Fingers crossed. Please. God willing.
Keepeth.
617-779-7937. That's how you can call in like a top three all-time caller, Jan. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. We'll get to WEEI afternoons. You got heart. You got Fitzy. Right?
Yep. You got
I'm being
ball.
Told that's right.
I saw heart earlier.
You got ball.
You got Stiz.
Exactly.
Stiz had a good Will Clark diss track.
Tremendous.
It's great.
Will Clark diss track. We'll also get to our clip du jour coming up. Mm-hmm. And again, right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.